We are in Simen Peches. We are in the middle of Sif Cotton Ballad. Kosav HaMogen Avalon. That means this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Kosav HaMogen Avalon. Kosav HaMogen Avalon. The Af Anayik Tfila Lekeri, we had learned before, even though they're Mavatl, the Takone, but they are Noyagim, to still be Mekayim, the Takonis Ezra, Davke Bori Oichoyle Sheshimesh Mitofeid. A person who is a Bori, he's not a Cholush, the Mishnah Berurah says, so a Bori Oichoyle Sheshimesh Mitofeid, and that there is still an Indian of Takonis Ezra, even though it became Botel. Avul Choyle, the person is a Cholush, he's weak, Shero keri laonsoi, potter miklum, so that, afilu bismaneinu, it seems bisman chazal also was like this, when there was a takone, so if he's a cholush, and there was ro keri laonsoi, potter miklum, vein loy rak lichait eisei mokim, shloyim meluchlach mishich vazera. Okay, that's one halacha. Then the second halacha, he says, vechein bori, Shero mayim chalukim potter miklum. Now, this inyan of mayim chalukim is a mishnah in mikvois, peirik ches mishnah beis, and the mishnah says as follows: if a person is mashtin meiraglayim, and there's a stream, and in the middle of the hashtone, it comes out matif tipim chalukim. It seems the stream stops, and now there is just drops that are coming out one after the other, kishal shelas. So we consider, so gabi trume, to eat trume, we consider that could be there was some zera left over in the goof in the Eva, and the stream of Meira Glayim was Oike that Zera, and it's coming out also. But that's why it's not coming out with a stream. It's coming out Tipim Chalukim. So Legabai Hilchis Trume, if there are Tipim Chalukim, after the he started the Ashtana, we are Chayish, maybe these are Tipei Shel Zera, and therefore he's not allowed to eat trume. So he's saying as follows, Chaim bori shero mayim chalukim potem iklum, legoza ezra ozelin yin divrei teire tfilem raklin yin trume tome mishamayim chalukim. Now let us see the Ramah. Ago, yesh, that's the last line after the Mechaba. Hago yesha kosvu she'ein le'isha nida b'mei riyosa. Isha that is in the matzim that she's rayadam. So likoneis le'beis ha'knesset, she should not enter a shul. Oy le'ispalo, or she shouldn't daven. Oy la'asker Hashem, or to be masker the Shem Hashem. Oiliga b'seifa, or she shouldn't touch a seifa. That will come later to what pshat in the schumre is. V'yesh oimrim shemateres bakel. All these things are mutter. There's no such issa. V'chein ikka. Abo, but the Ramah continues, aminig b'medinais eilo kisvara rishayna. The minig is like the svara rishayna. And let us the while see so far, well, maybe let's finish first. Then we'll be May Libun. That is Dafke when she is Royedam. So the Minik to be Machme is Dafke when she's Royedam. Will be May Libun, but if she's in the process of the Shiva Nikiyim and she's not Royedam, Af Alpi Shalagabi Tumas Nida, she's still a Tmeya, Abanago Heta, but this Chumre, that the minig is by noshim, they don't go to shul, they don't, we'll see, they don't look at a sefer Torah. That is dafke when she is royedam. When she's not royedam, the minig is the nogu heta. Vafilu b'mokim shenogu lahachmer. Vafilu when she is royedam. So then the minig is that machmer, they don't go to shul. B'yomim neiroim chai gavne. But if it's yomim neiroim sherabim mitzasim leilich lebeis haknesses, then many people go to shul. Mutorim leilich lebeis haknesses kishanoshim. So then, even though there is a minig, but the minig was put away by yomim neiroim, ki hu lahem itzoven godol. This would be a very sad matter. Shakil mis asven, everyone is going to shul yamim neroim, v'heim yamdo chutz. So this minig did not apply when by yamim neroim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Nida. So when we say yesh kosher shein leisha nida b'mei reyosa l'chones l'beis haknesses. Kosvu Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Yesh Toyim Loima, Shanoshim Yogos Leyekonsu Lebeis HaKnesses, At Sheovru Arboim Yoyim Lezocher Ushmeinim Lenekebe, Ominik Toysu Vesach Limchis Biyodam. Now, so L'chayre Pshat is as follows. The whole Chumra was only when she's Roye Dam Tomei. A Yodis, even though she sees Dam, this is Dam Toya. So there never was a chumre, a minig of dam toya. So Mamele, if they're Yodis, and they wait till after 40 days or after 80 days, and in the meantime, even though they're roya dam, la locha, that's dam toya, so there never was such a minig toya, so v'tzach limcheis b'yoda. Oili ispalo. So the Gemara brings down there was a minig, they didn't dam it. That's not the minig, not the davin. There are other things. Not to enter a shul. And not to look at a sefer Torah. We'll see b'shas hagben, not to look at the oisiyas of the sefer Torah. V'gam kshemispaleles, she does daven, ba'eina imedes bifnei chavrei sed. I mean, she should not be standing in front and they're facing her. And that was the minig. And now pshat in this is umishum minig v'choved oisim kein. This is like a kvoid shamayim, a precious that a woman in such a massive should not look at a sefer Torah, should not enter a shul. V'loy mishum issa, but there's no issa. Ad kan l'shayne. V'chein ki iskimu achoynem, we paskin like this. It's chicha l'ispalon b'veisa. She's mechuyev to daven. U'lamoy kol ha-brochet, she makes all brochet. U'beprat birchas ha-mozin v'kiddushu min ha-toyret. Birchas ha-mozin is a suffix if a woman is chayet. Kiddushu zicha chayet min ha-toyret. So that we are machmel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, by us, the minig is that they daven, they say brachas, umikol mokim lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shor shemagbiyin oisa laharis la'om. They should not look at the Sefer Torah by Hagbah. It seems there that that's the cover. That means it's a Meiridika Oyer. The Arizal says when they pick up the Sefer Torah, one should look at the Oisius, and it is a Meiridika Oyer that's coming out. So when she's a matzah from Rias Dam, it's not proper. I mean, the... Or she is not roi to see the like by the Karne, the Karne of Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael could not look at Moshe Rabbeinu, So she, in this massive, somehow should not look at Aishis of the Sefer Torah. The Ksav. So that's what she shouldn't see the Ksav. Oit Kosav Shloye Konsul Abesa Kvoris Atzi Yitpuru. This is another halacha, which has nothing to do with this chumah. This is an isha that's a nida, and here it says nafilu, she's not a nida. She's a full bimeli buna, but Kozman, she's a tmeya, she should not enter the Beis HaKvoris.
Even
a tula. What? Yeah. That's right, because there the reason is a different reason. The reason is because in the Beis HaKvoris, this chitzoinim there, that different koiches atume, and they attach themselves to tmeyim. So memela, it would be very detrimental for her to go to the Beis HaKvoris. That's also true. By a balkeri, someone who's not nizel. What? We're not talking about atuma yetsa migufa in mistama. That's the such a tume. And here the Dirshu brings down from Rav Shmuel Volzner, Zechinu Levroche, that if it's Rochik Taladamas from the Kvorim, there's a Mokim to be Mako. So if there's a Yortzeit, so he said she could go, but she should not go. Like this will be embarrassing if she doesn't go, if the family is going, so she should also go, but she should not be in the Dalad Amos of the Kvorim. Now the Gemara said that we're Machmer, she doesn't go to Shul, but Yomim, Roim, that there's a lot of people come to Shul, and she'll feel very bad if she's not able to go, so the meaning is that they go. When starts Yomim, Roim, this is called Yomim Neroim. So Memela, then, so this, since there's no Issa Meikar Adin, it's only a minig v'kovid that the host are doing l'kvayd the Beis HaKnesses and those. So it will bring Agmas Nefesh to her, and that's in these days Yomim Neroim. So then, this is not applicable to her. Who adin imasiya b'no ibita? If she's married, it's an ofruf, let's say, of her son, ibita, I don't know why she's going to shul by ibita, but I don't know. Oishihi ba'atma yeledes, or she's a yeledes, and she's a tmeya, so, and she's coming to some, her husband is either saying birchas hagoyim or saying bochu. Shechem beis knesses, shechem beis knesses, acha abo shvuis, shoriyach v'pi sheinide, v'kivin shemetorim leilecha beis knesses, shorikam kem rispalo b'chol zelakuli alt. Okay, let us start now, simen peites, hilches tfile uzmano. Zman tfile tashacha mitzvoso v'lechatchile deke mitzvahs sheyaskul imhanetzachamo, when the sun starts rising over the horizon, you see the how the sun is rising. Kedachsiv yirauka im shamesh, and that's going on tefillin. So that is that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to daven v'sikim. Vim hispalo mishaola muda shachar veheyer pnei hamizrach yotzo. Now let us, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, but just learning now the Machaba, let us explain a little the terminology. So 1 second. Hichsiv means here muda shachar. So the Piskei Tshuva brings down like this, that when it starts getting, before you see the sun, Amud HaShachar, there's a Machloikis HaPoiskim, if it's 72 minutes before the Neitzachama, or 90 minutes before the Neitzachama. Okay. But now this Zman of Amud HaShachar is, if you look in the east side, you can see a small band that means the sky is completely dark. And a small band of light is mamish on the bottom of the horizon. It's you don't see the sun, but I mean everything is dark. We see it's starting getting light a little bit. That's Amud HaShachar. Heya Pnei HaMizrach means the whole east side got light. That means you look at the rest of the sky, it's pitch black. Ma'ariv is black. But in Mizrach, it got lighter. That's called Heya Pnei HaMizrach. So the Mechaber says here, to the shyness, which we have to understand, Amud HaShachar VeHeya Pnei HaMizrach, so Poshet Talosh the Mechaber means, this band of light started already, and it progressed till the whole Mizrach is light, even though the rest of the sky is dark. On the earth, it's dark. That means we're not benefiting anything from the light that is in the sky. But this is called Alois HaShachar. That's why we have a Zman Mishayakir, which is a later Zman. Zman Mishayakir is a later Zman that already the light in the Shamayim is already being Meir Al Ha'oretz, that people can recognize one another. Here God, the Dirshu brings down the Achiluke Day is the Shir of Misha Yakir. The earliest man is 60 minutes before the Neitzachame. We can assume it's Misha Yakir, and one can make a broch on tzitzis, and he can be yaitza with Krishna, can put on tefillin, and that's the biggest cooler. And others say the Mishayaka first starts 30 minutes before the Neitzachama, which is a Shreklech HaChumra. And others hold 35, 40. There's different shitas. That's a Shir Mishayaka. About Al Kaponim, the Mechaber is speaking about, he said, two Zmanim, really, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what this means. So Mishayol Amud HaShachar, that Vim Yispalo, we said, the mitzvahs with to daven with the night. V'mispalo mishol amud HaShachar v'epnei HaMizrach yotzo is yotzo b'diyata. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Im ha-neitz, the mitzvah is to daven with the neitz hachama, hi asho shachama mascheles lizroyach, it starts coming up, b'roshei ha-horim, that means over the horim, we can see how the sun is coming up. V'roi v'nochin lizoya b'zeh l'chatchila. So that means, av b'mei ha-slichas. That means, what's the chiddush of slichas? It means, even though you wake up early for slichas. So now, they used to say slichas b'oid laila. There was still night. They woke up early to say slichas. So now I finished sliches, so now I have two alternatives. Either I twiddle my thumbs to Naldavin by the Neitzachame. That means is I have time between after the sliches and the Neitzachame. So what should I do? Should I wait and daven later so I'll be able to daven Vasikin? Or I'm up already, let me start davening already. Well, but if it's not the proper Zman, the Mehuda Dikizman is the Neitzachame, so there is no din Zrizim Magdimu LaMitzvos, it's not the proper Zman.
I see from the doctor already has to now.
I hear.
There is no indication when you are flat.
Yeah, by the ocean. I hear. I don't know what to tell you. I hear. I hear what you're asking.
In Yerushalayim, we are up, not down.
Yerushalayim is a ha-gufa. Yeah. Yerushalayim is a mountain. Means it. I hear. I don't know exactly what to answer you. Okay, so he says, Bimei has sliches, that even though you woke up early, l'chatchila, you should wait to daven with the mate. The chaim b'chayret, and also in the winter, k'shemashkim and loy b'seknesses, b'boy k'ashkim, loy k'aprili, and it's still dark, yamtino n'uspalul adanay. So, l'chatchile, one should wait, if he could wait, adanay, and then to daven. I mean, chidolo b'simen n'chessi falav, ayin shop. Ach, so by mail, that's preferable. K'shemashkim, that means even though you could start davening now, but it's preferable to wait. Ach shemashkim loses loderech. But what is if he woke up early because he's going on a trip, and on the trip he won't be able to daven, and that's why he woke up early to daven early. He could daven now. Al kaponim, chagavne shah techak voinis demutter lahagdim kil lakam besiv ches. Then, since it's a shas adchak for him, because the reason he woke up early is because later he won't be able to daven when he's ala derech, so that's why he woke up now, so he has to daven now, so this is a shas adchak or an oynes, so then one is permitted to daven before the night. Come on, the sifches. What? No, we'll see. We'll come to this late in this seat. We'll see. Al kaponim yamtino milavorich ala tefillin. By the tefillin, he should wait at sheyakir as chaveri rogim miktas parich and taladapis. But by the tefillin, even though he is starting to daven early, but by the tefillin, he should wait misheyakir to make a broche to mikoidem osa levorich aleim. He's not allowed to make a brocha before that. Chalal b'sim elamet sifal v'ainshem mishnah b'lor. Kosav b'pri megodim b'sim entov tzadik dalet. The b'chag ha-shavuay sh'na'irim kol ha-lailas. Here we're talking about a person woke up in the morning. He's in shul already. So if he starts davening now, he'll daven shmenesla before the night. If we'll wait another 15 minutes, he'll learn in the meantime to do something else. He'll be able to make it with the night. So we said, listen, Rabbi, wait these 15 minutes. You should be able to daven l'chatchila with the night like Mosikim. Now, the Prima Gordon speaks about, but what is it in a person who was up the whole night? Shulis, he was up the whole night. So now, it's some shot, he woke up early. He was up the whole night, and he wants to daven, and then he'll be able to go to sleep. So if we're going to tell him, go home and come back for the night, it's going to be too difficult. Yeah. What? Yeah, mutter is power koidel aneis, tichshe yelchu lebeisom bashkom, if they're going to go home, teichu liskabitshen, it's going to be very difficult to get them back. Omikom, okay. So good. So by Shmuz he says you can daven earlier. Oma mikol makim esh lizer shlo likres krishma kol kach bashkomer. That means even though you're starting to daven early, but remember krishma is me the thunder's man mishayaker. Da'ine koyn mishias chaver be'erichin tal damis v'yakrenu. This is also lechatchila. This you're not allowed to do. Lo b'simin b'nches ein sham sal kaponim. Again, b'sheyake, we have the biggest school is 60 minutes before the night, which is not too, and then the others hold 50 minutes. Amud ha-shacha. Now, he says, Amud ha-shacha. What is Amud ha-shacha? Hu ma shemaschir la-shacha la-havre p'miktos ha-matmat. It starts getting a little light on the tzad mizrach. And the Pesukei Teshuvah says it's like a band of light. Umashmi midivrei ha-mechaber, but the mechaber says two lashonis, v'heyer pnei ha-mizrach. So from the mechaber would seem the koidem heyer, before, it's not sufficient that this you had this band of light b'mizrach. You need that the whole tzad mizrach should be light. After the Yavid lo yotza, that's it would seem. So it would seem from the mechaber, there's a big machlokes ha-poskim, if this band of light that is visible by Eloise Shachar, this is sufficient. From the Mechaber, it would seem over here that a band of light is not sufficient. We need that the whole Pnei Mizrach should be, the whole Pnei Mizrach should be light. Av b'diyeved lo yotzo. Because he says he can first start, hey, Pnei Mizrach. V'chein hiskimu harbe yachroinim the loikim bogin avron v'ayim bebira lochem. So, Magen Avraham holds that Amud HaShachar, before Hayek Pnei HaMizrach is called Yoim, and there's a very big machlokes. So Gabi, all the mitzvahs haneges b'Yoim, Mikrei Megillat, Ki Yeshayfa, Lulav, all these things, the shaila is when does it become Yoim? So many achronim are machma that it does not become Yoim till you have Heya Pnei Mizrach. Pnei HaMizrach Ube'inin Sheyoyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, that the whole Mizrach side of the heavens should become light a little bit, even though the rest of the sky is pitch black. V'loisagma She'ivrek HaShachar K'nekuda B'vad, and just a little bit became light. Kosav bechidushi Rabbi Kevega, the av shakrechovim nirim adayim borakia mikom mokim yemos. Rabbi Kevega says, Amir of the Kazakh. That means when you look at Mizrach, you see it's getting light. You look at Meirev, you can still see stars. So al kaponim, says Rabbi Kevega, the stars are not assuming that it's Lila. That means as long as in the chelik, the east side of the Shamayim is light. So even though I see stars, it's that the stars are not, even though we have a simon of Kechovim when it becomes night, but now we have a simon when it becomes day already, and the stars do not tell us anything that it's still night. Yotzo b'diyeved afilu shaloi b'shas adchak. That means but the Eved Yoytze, if you started davening from Amud HaShachar and Hayek Nehemizach, B'Shas HaTchak, K'goyin B'mashkim Lotzeis L'Derech, he has to go on the journey, Chai Gavne, Shod HaKvoines, Afilu L'Chatchile. So here, personal L'Chatchile is permitted to start davening from this man. So that means he's telling us, Yoytze Zaloshen B'Diyeved. And then if a person, that's if he could have waited, and he didn't wait, he's yotze b'diyeved. But if there's an oynes, a fellow chatchili can start davening from Amud HaShachar, Ayin Shom. Yes. Yeah, okay, so they say Zmanim. So they say the Zmanim is either 72 minutes or some of the, before the nights. The nights is clear. So they say either 72 or 90 minutes. The sun starting to come. You see the sun? Yeah, you see the sun. No. You see the Amashu of the sun. You see. Oh, 1%. But you see the sun?
Oh, you see the sun?
Yeah.
So that's what you call it?
Haneitzachama. That's Haneitzachama. So now either between, there's a machloika 72 minutes before Zamud HaShachar or 90 minutes. It's Chalukei Deis. So that's what we have in time.
It's clear to everybody?
I think so. I mean, this is Haneitzachama. That's a sunrise. That's Haneitzachama. What? That's right. Oh. Yeah, daybreak and sunrise, that's right. Daybreak is a shaila. So al kaponim agav uchem, the Piskei Tshuva springs down. We have here a machloikis we went before. There's Aloysa Shacha, which we said that's a band. And then there's Heya Pnei Mizrach. So if we look, if we'll ask in time how long does it take from the Aleis HaShachar to Yipnei Mizloch? So the Piskechuber springs down, no one says a clear Zman. I mean, we have to see it. But to say a Zman, the person is in a room without windows and just look at his clock, it's unclear when the in time from the Aleis HaShachar to Yipnei Mizloch is unclear the exact as we... Yeah.
So the angles of the earth is really like a big difference. If you tell me at all 72, 90 minutes, the angle of the earth measures a big difference and it's only a big sky line. Follow that.
So others say on the Aleis HaShachar, you look in Yerushalayim b'yom Nisan and b'yom Tishrei. When the day is equal, that's how you cheshbon of Aleis HaShachar. Akvon, you have, that's a guideline for all over. From when it's an equal day, so that's what they say, that's how you cheshbon Aleis HaShachar. That's also true. That we'll see later. Gabi other halachas, but al kavan gabi Aleis HaShachar, they say you cheshbon with Yerushalayim b'yom Nisan b'yom Tishrei. That's a, yeah. So let's just go a little further. So he says like this. V'afilu shloim b'shasar kav shasatchak, you can daven already from Aleis HaShachar. The Divrei Shulchan Aruch Einam Amumah Ken Yechayvus Mitzvus Tfilah Bevat Deyotza Bo Acher She'er HaMizrach Debezek V'Achigi Yizmano Deniskino Keneged HaTomit Shmoyne Esrei is Keneged the Korban Tomit and the Korban Tomit is from Hei Pnei HaMizrach Shchitos HaTomit Ha'itayt V'She'er HaMizrach Avolinian Krishma Shekoidamat Vilula Yair Machaba Bisimza, he's not talking about Krishma, Kumrachman Esre. Vayan La Elsimin and Chesmish Naburus, if Kotn Yutes, La Yotza Bazei de Chavis Krishma Avdiyavit. Imrogulas is came, that means if he does it once in 30 days or something, so then, but the Evid is Yotza Vilu before Misha Yaakov. But if he does it every day, so then it's not unless he's an oinus every day. After Yevid im rogelas kenatzi yakes chaver rogem k'tzas brichin tar d'abis. That means the zman is mishayake. V'zem b'uchem zman d'heir ha-mizrach. U'beprat k'sheroitzos v'nich tfilin u'levoich aleim. So the Vaday and Leboich Hachigiyah Hazman de Mishiyaker Hanal. So we're talking about Tefillin, we're speaking about Krishma. So then again, we need, there's a different Zman of Mishiyaker. And again, there are different, the Schiluke days, others say it's 60 minutes before the Neitzachama, and others say it is 30 minutes before the Neitzachama, and then there's in between. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah. The peace gets you 100%. Yeah. Or they put on film before they make a bocha later. Yeah. The peace gets you 100%. That's it.